Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I am so happy and pleased that you were able to join me this afternoon. So my first real great podcast with somebody else. So, you know, I'm excited.
First of all praise to the Most High for you even considering me, my sister. All praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, anyway, I'm just calling because I wanted to talk about, there's a lot of things going on in our community. I know you probably noticed a lot of the back and forth, and everybody's all over the place with this, you know, with us being Zion and everything. And I kind of just want to kind of get some talk, you know, talk about, you know, unity and what's going on and how can we do it better, you know, and also to get your input exactly, you know, from my brothers, because, you know, you guys are going to be the leaders in this whole thing. And like I said, I've been noticing a lot with the, like, a lot of our brothers that I have been following and I've been seeing have been definitely been kind of like doing some bickering, you know, and it's kind of like, kind of reminds me of women kind of going back and forth, you know.
That's right.
What's going on here? So kind of, you know, give me some input, give me some feedback on as to what's going on, what do you think is happening, and how can we, you know, make this better?
Well, right now I'm looking from what Spirit has shown me is really about the Most High allowing the wheat to be right. So now the wheat has been separate from the tare. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that every man got to work out their own salvation. And I think what's going on is that as we're all awakening up, many are called, but few is chosen. You know what I'm saying? So we all are waking up, but we're all waking up to the point where we find information, and instead of applying it to our own life, we start to jump out there on somebody else's life and seeing if they're applying it. You know what I'm saying? So we really got to stay in our own lane, and that's what I advise all my brothers and sisters. And then when we come together, let's come together on a common denominator, in which is the Most High, because he's not the author of confusion. So I think that's what what's going on. And then you got, you know, people that's not actually doing whatever work the Most High placed on them to do, whatever gift. You have those who are doing it for the Most High, that's strictly for him. And then you have those who have an agenda that is doing it for man or for self-pleasure. And then, you know, we have people that, you know, we bicker back and forth about this and that, but like I said, it's all about ourselves. We have to train ourselves, you know.
And I totally agree with that. I've noticed that, and I'm like, and I also have noticed that there are some new people that are coming in from the Christian community, and I put Christian in quotes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like they're just not coming into the truth, like literally just not coming into the truth. And then they're like, now it's like they're attacking certain people who've been in this walk for a minute. You know, now they want to come out and kind of disputing against them. And I kind of find that a little troubling, you know, that I'm seeing witnessing the Christian community. Have you noticed anything? Have you met any people or anybody that maybe just coming in for the Christian community that maybe kind of doing those type of things, or... You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I seen some of that happen as well. And like I said, everybody that said the Israeli Israel is really, you know, like I said, the Father is not about the art of confusing. Once again, he don't rock with that spirit. You know what I'm saying? When he give understanding, it is plain cutthroat. And it's not going to be something that you're about to start arguing about. You didn't see our prophet arguing with the people. You didn't see our king, our Messiah, argue with the people. I mean, because at the end of the day, people are going to have their standpoint. And like I said, again, it all falls back to, hey, if you feel like that this is what the Spirit is telling you, then you walk that out. Let your light be example. That's why he said, I judge by the fruits. Every man will be judged by their fruits. So let your fruits bear your witness. Let that tell what is really true and not your mouth. That's why he said, our mouth is always on him, but our heart is far from him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, hallelujah. That's definitely what's said. That's the most powerful word, and I think we're living in that point right now. Right now, it's like everybody's talking. It's a lot of chit-chatting going on, but nobody's actually living the message. No one's actually living the word.
There you go.
And everything.
There you go.
Definitely.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. And like, you know, because I know I'd be on my Facebook page and I'd be sitting up here like, oh, my goodness. You know, I'd be trying to post as much positive stuff as I possibly can. I try not to get into the chit-chat mm-hmm. or put in my little sense when it comes to people, you know. I kind of just, like, keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. keep scrolling mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But at some point, I just really want to come out and be like, okay, guys, can we just stop? And I want to quote some of those scriptures you just said. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's mouth is with him, but their hearts are far from him, you know. And that's mm-hmm. where I'm at. And I don't want to come being like a chatty Cathy, you know, nothing like that. I don't want to be like that. But it's getting to the point where it's kind of getting frustrating to sit here and watch this repeat after repeat, especially when I have a certain group. And I guess I'm bugged because I have there's a special group, and I like these, and I like these brothers, you know, and I like, you know, and I like what, you know, they're coming mm-hmm. in, you know, they're coming to the truth and everything and stuff. But I mean, but then they're attacking another brother. Like I said, I've been listening to this couple. Well, actually, it's not just a brother, it's a husband and wife couple, you know, for a long, long time. And they've been in this thing for as long as I've been in. I've been following this truth about 6 years now, 6-7 years now. And it's like, okay, I mean, and I've been listening to these same people, you know, this couple, and I'm like, but when I hear this Christian group over here bashing them and saying all these things and doing all this stuff, I'm like, wait a minute, y'all just not coming in. Y'all trying to come lately here, you know? And these people are not what you're making out to be, so you're causing a disturbance with the people who've been following these guys forever, you know? And I think that's very disrespectful. And so I'm in the midst of now, like, should I say something, you know, or kind of bring that out? Or do you just kind of sit back and just kind of just keep scrolling, you know?
Well, and I tell you like this. You have a voice, and you listen to the Ruach. If the Ruach tell you, you can make the, you know, post a scripture. Who is me or anybody to tell you that you can't make a scripture, post a scripture? Now, I believe that you're doing right by not getting into somebody else's mess on their page, but that does not hold you from on your own platform posting scriptures of what's right. So that's a different ball game. But like I said, as a people, you know, it's a reason why he said majority of us is going to miss the mark. Period. Like, majority of us is going to end up being told, depart from me, thy work of iniquity, I know you not. And then, and it's going to be, that right there in itself is to terrify any soul that's walking this planet. So everything that we do, we should be striving to make sure that it is pleasing to our Father. So if we wasting our time bickering and arguing, we ain't going to get nowhere. And we're going to find ourselves actually digging ourselves a deeper ditch, because now we're wasting the blessing and the time and the patience and the mercy that he's giving us every day we wake up. You wasting that on arguing?
Mhm. Exactly. That's how I feel. I'm like, all this arguing, you guys are like killing time. I'm seeing time just go out the window, you know.
So that's the Most High. So do as you've been doing. You see it. So what I've been learning recently, my own self, is that right now a sister they don't even know what she was telling me when I was out of town. She just out of nowhere was like, well, and it matches with what everybody else been telling me as well. And she said, you know, the Most High uses the children by their eyes. He allow us to see through. He allow us all to see through our eyes. So that's why he said the window was eyes to your soul. your eyes is the window to your soul. So we understand that when you look into a brother or sister eye, you can see into the window of their soul. So he allowed us to see these things. So that you're allowed to see these things, he's telling you right here and there. Like, you don't, it don't take a rocket scientist. It don't, the spirit don't lie. He's going to show you. And so when you see something and you understand that's not right, that is not of the Most High, that's not the Ruach, okay, you now take that mental and spiritual note and keep on moving. And keep on moving. Because it ain't nothing you can do. What you going to do when you, I mean, you can say something out now. It's different if someone's willing to take correction. And if you like, and you come to them in a righteous manner, and you know y'all exchange dialogue, and they actually take correction. But how often is that? You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's best when you see something, leave it alone. I mean, just leave it alone.
Yeah, and keep it moving, I guess. Now, how long, brother, have you been under the truth, and you know, been awakened in this walk?
I've been on this walk since 2012.
Okay, so you've been in it for a minute, yeah. Too.
Yeah, I've been in it since 2012.
What woke you up?
One of my cousin, he woke me up. You know, I was just getting through dealing with the worldly ways of being a Christian and still had one foot in the streets. And, you know, I was looking at some terrible things for my future. And I just really wanted to know. At that time, I really thought I was either close to either being locked up for pretty much the rest of my life, for the most of it at least, I wasn't going to make it, you know what I'm saying, in the street. Okay. So I was just like, I just wanted to know what was really real. I don't want to leave this thing without knowing what, like, been fluked my whole life. I'm like, nah. I just cried out one day, told him I just want to know what's really real. And my cousin asked us.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that, so pretty much you were just having, so you kind of had like this feeling that came over you, because I know like for me, it was more like,
right.
I was in the car and I had like a literal, I don't know if it was a panic attack. I don't know what it was. What especially after Obama, because I voted for Obama. Oh, silly me. I voted for him his first you know, I was caught up literally because I wasn't in Christianity. I wasn't under any religion. And my last name is Shabazz. And, of course, my husband did with the Muslim thing.
Oh,
I personally haven't done any, you know, I haven't been like a part of any religion. And I grew up in South Carolina, from a little small town, South Carolina, that have a church literally on every corner and down the streets and everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I never grew up in the churches. I only went for the special occasion, you know, the Easter, you know, those type of services and all that kind of stuff, just those type of occasions. Yeah.
Well, my girl from South Carolina, she's from Lynchburg.
Oh, she's from Lynchburg. I'm from Darlington. So Lynchburg isn't far out from Darlington, but yeah, it's, you know, but the state is small anyway. But max, maybe not even that. So I know what you're talking about.
Small world.
Yeah, very small world. Yeah. So it's meant for us to talk today. Yes. But like I said again, it was like a panic attack. I was in the car and I was like, I had voted for Obama. And then
right.
I realized that things were not right. I saw when I was watching, because we used to be on the news all the time. We used to watch the news all the time. We were like these big political, you know, we were into the world type of things, you know, hoping that the system could change for us. You know what I'm saying? That we could change the system. Not really. Higher powers going on with where we were at and what was going down.
That's right.
We didn't see it because we were blinded. But I just happened to have a panic attack in the car one day, and I was like, this is crazy. Why am I feeling so? I started feeling a lot of anger and a lot of hate for, like, I watched it. I feel a lot of hate and anger for the world, for the leaders and stuff like that. And I was getting to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm done with this whole political system. I'm not bothered with this no more. I'm not bothered with these newscasters. They're evil. I just started witnessing things and seeing things. And then I had to end up going to the Publix to check my blood pressure when the guy dropped my son off, and I was, like, literally at the stop, like about to have a massive panic attack here. So I went, and my blood pressure was sky high. I should have been dead, brother. I should have
been
dead. My pressure was.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, the most time I was like, nah, I think he did that to wake me up. I think that was, like, that moment.
That's right.
The moment.
That's right.
And when I came home, oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm like, yeah, that was your moment, a breakthrough.
That was my breakthrough. And so I was, like, so, like, so when I got home, I got into my Bible. Something to say, pull out your Bible. And I just went, I didn't know what I was supposed to be reading. I don't know what I was supposed to be getting out of that. But something was driving me to read my Bible, pull my Bible. And I pulled out my Bible, and I just started reading, even though I didn't really get anything. But then, of course, I started getting on YouTube. I got on the computer, YouTube, just searching stuff. And the thing is, I had no clue about what I was doing. It was like something was just leading me to do these things. And then I ran across the GLCC, you know, and then it was like, oh. Oh, then that one they had, I think it was called the 12 Tribes Charter. It was something, 12 Tribes or something. And I listened to them. That was what me. That was my going over. I finally just kind of dived into the truth. And then I went from there. Oh, and then I've been looking ever since, you know. So, but I'm telling you, it's been definitely a wild ride and everything. So, go ahead.
And I said, no, that's what he will do, take you on a ride.
Oh, I was on a ride. That was the wildest ride I've ever been on. I've never experienced anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started meeting other people and stuff that are falling. I was like, this is for real, for real. And now, let me ask you something. In 2012, do you think that was probably around the time, so I'm thinking it was the early 2000s, pretty much like when it really started settling in for black people, that this movement, this awakening to really start generating power, because, you know, there was a lot of chit-chat about, like, years ago, you know, this being going on, we've been, you know, and I understand, because I know it started out of Chicago, some stuff out of Chicago. I'm not big on the Chicago thing with, you know, those leaders and stuff like that, out of that group and everything. I think it was One West and all of them. I'm not sure how that went.
Yeah, the One West, like they said, they started first, but if you go back to, like, 1895, you're going to see a church from out of Kansas and out of Virginia, to there was a church started back then for Israel. But, you know, like I'm not, how do I say this? I'm not into politics when it comes to my father's business. You know what I'm
saying? I hear you.
Because when you're doing the Most High work, these camps wouldn't be separated like they are. They'd be as one, because, you know, the Most High said we one body, we brothers. You know what I'm saying? So we wouldn't be on such a discord like this. You understand? So, and we have too many ego trips, power trips, you know, pride. You know, we when we puffed up, we arrogant, we stiff neck, we uncircumcised heart. You know, I'm staying because we walk around in Israel and we act as if we're superior and we got it all. And the thing is that we are only blessed because of the Most High has spoken it. Because, you know, if he wasn't for his promise, we would be destroyed. He had already made that clear. So the fact that we walk around puffed up and arrogant as is kind of a disgrace to him, because that's not how he displayed his love. When he came in and showed us in a flesh form through the Hamashiach, he didn't walk around arrogant. He didn't walk around puffed up, you know, and he was a carpenter. He always was serving and fixing.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that
he
was
didn't
different.
Walk.
Yeah.
he didn't walk around with no pride and puffiness.
Mm-hmm. But we are. I'm telling you, we are though.
We are. When we should be serving more and fixing more of our problems. But we are not doing that. So, you know, Yeah. And this is why I say I try not to get caught up in politics with Israel, because, you know, we got a lot of work to do, and we do the most to be the chosen people, because we are chosen. We are to be set apart. We are to be peculiar. We are. He said these things to us, but we got to get the basics down and actually stick with loving each other the way the Most High told us to love each other, told us how to respect each other, told us, you know what I'm saying, how he had placed these laws in us. He said that's why it should be written in your mind and your heart. So just in case you don't have your Bible next to you, you still should know and how to conduct yourself as a son or a daughter of Zion.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's facts. That is so facts. Oh, my goodness, those are facts. And I mean, and I found out that you actually, when I finally got to understand and realize that the Ten Commandments, like, I know there's more because people talk about the diverse laws and all that stuff, but if you get the Ten Commandments are pretty much the congestion of all the law, all the diverse laws and all that kind of stuff that goes with the Bible. If you follow those ten, you're on point. Literally.
Right.
Literally.
That you're definitely on the righteous track, because the first thing is, he said, don't put no other God before him. I mean, no false idol. That he wanted to make that clear first. So once you get all them other idols out your mind, out your way, and just have it on him, he's about to do everything else, have you lined up with everything else. It's gonna come, and you ain't gonna have the spirit of murder or covenant or you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. fornication or adultery.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna have them things on you. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna want. You're gonna have the spirit of the Ruach in you. It's only room for one or the other.
Exactly.
You can't have wickedness and him in you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
So what do you?
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, the old wine don't mix with new wine. You can't do that.
Exactly, exactly. So what do you think about this whole Olympics thing? Because now that you look at the Olympics, this is a big thing. We have two of the biggest, African-American stars, black stars, stars of Zion, you know, that pretty much have bowed out, kind of, you know. And I've noticed that there's been a change in the Olympic thing. Do you think that that has a lot to do with some stuff? Do you think that's first of all, do you think Olympics is an idolatrous thing? You know, because I'm hearing a lot of that lately, as of late now, since especially since the two sisters have bowed out of the arena.
Well, we do. Okay, it's like a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? Because we all sports where it derives from, and it comes from the Roman games and things of that nature. We know where it comes from, and there is everything this country and these other countries that is being, as Psalms 83 says, confederate. They all are in agreement with the same wicked stuff. So, but the thing is, though, is that there's a lot of things that we do as children of Israel, because we're in these captivity. So we work for a lot of wicked people. We play sports for a lot of wicked people. It doesn't mean that that person is wicked unless they choose to be wicked. They're just underneath these, you know, this is what they're good at running. They're good at swimming. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I said, it's a two-edged sword. You know, just like when you're dealing with music. You got people that make a living by making beats, but then it sold beats to artists over here, but that artist over there may put something wicked on that beat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're just dealing with the world. So, yeah, there's wickedness to it, and then there's the people that everybody ain't wicked just because that they're playing a sport. You know what I'm saying? So but I'm sure they understand that they're underneath certain type of scrutiny. I mean, you know, evil goes, I mean, it's everywhere. So, the people who drive, I got a couple cars outside right now. I'm quite sure the people who made these Toyotas and Fords and BMWs and stuff, I'm sure that they're not the nicest people in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
We drive their car You know what I'm saying? We drive a car. We live in these houses. We buy from them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like how do you – you can't escape all – you can't escape them until the Most High put things back in order.
Exactly.
Period.
That's good to hear. Yeah, that's good to hear. And that's good if you're saying that, because when people hear this broadcast, they're going to be understanding that, because you get a lot of people, oh, well, you're doing this and you're fine. Well, you do this, you do that. I'm like, well, come on, guys. I mean, you're still buying your food from these people. You know what I'm saying? You still got to eat.
Right.
You go to Walmart.
Right.
You go to Walmart. You go to the Publix and all these
people. Yeah, you like, I'm suing them people who are not the nicest people in spirit. And I'm quite positive that they don't serve our Father. So
okay.
Why are you – so you got to – like, the land you were standing on, I mean, they – you get it from Wikipedia. They stole all of this. Like, what? You can't escape right now. This is what it is. And the Most High understand where he at. He ain't. The Most High makes no mistake. So I don't know why we act as if that he made any mistake when he said he's going to spread it to the four corners and we was going to be serving a nation that's not a people, because we brought him to jealousy, and we was going to be want from all things from them, from our clothes and water and food, whatever that they had that we need, that we got to go through them and get it. I mean, this is what we brought upon ourselves from being disobedient to the Most High. So this one, I'm saying, we got a lot to learn in Israel. Because we really be mad at these other nations, when some of these other nations really don't have, like I said, you got those who's evil, and that's, you can't, and every nation, including our nation, got evil people. And then you got those that's in our nation and outside of our nation that loves the Most High. You understand? So, therefore, you can't judge who the Most High choose when it comes down to what he's going to do. But that's why he said, try to be at peace with all men. But we understand that we're the chosen. We understand that we are set apart and we're different. But like I said, we have to conduct ourselves how the Most High told us to conduct ourselves. And we're not doing that. So hopefully in Israel that we'll start taking more accountability of ourselves before we start jumping down other people about what they're doing and how they are, what their profession is, and you know, the things that people have to do to survive living underneath the curses that we put ourselves in. Hopefully, we get an understanding.
And as a responsibility, we're lacking responsibility. That's what I'm noticing. All this blame game and all this doing this, it's like this responsibility is being missed. You know,
yes,
nobody's
right.
responsible for themselves. Nobody's being responsible for themselves. They, like you said, they're quick to judge others. They want to say, well, you ain't did this. Well, this scripture says this, and you ain't doing that. Or you said this, and you ain't doing that. You know, it's like, come on. Mm-hmm. But yet, you right here, what are you doing about it, though? Where are you working?
Exactly.
What car are you driving?
Exactly.
Where are you getting food from? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
Exactly.
So, yeah, and I get it. I get it. Now, do you listen to, like, now, for instance, I know there's a lot of black newscasters that are kind of coming out, you know, for like, you know, YouTube, you have your Tariq, you have your Black Authority. I don't know if you have heard of the Black Authority. It's the Black Authority.
Not too familiar. I heard, but I can't say that I've been too familiar with, like, being as in keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, those are the kind of, I follow them, you know, a little bit, because like I said, I don't discriminate with nobody because they're not, you know, they're not awakened.
Hello?
Like I am. Hello, can you hear me?
I didn't lose it, did I?
Can you hear me?
Oh. Okay, there you go. I can hear you now.
Okay. We kind of went out for a second. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It probably went out. No telling. It could have been my satellite thing going down or whatever. It could have been something like that. But yeah, and like I said, I listen to those kind of brothers. And I've noticed, and what I've noticed is that I'll be on there, and I comment on their little things, but I put in their tidbits from the Most High. I kind of put in, sometimes I post, like, especially with Kwame. You know Kwame Brown out here now really has blown up.
Uh-huh.
He's really crazy. And I'm putting stuff out
I
there.
I definitely listen to him.
You listen to him? Yeah, I definitely.
Yeah.
Drop not too long ago.
Oh, crazy.
It is. But I listened to, like I said, and I listened to Queen Amadiah, and I listened to oh my gosh, can't think of the girl, the other lady there. Oh my gosh,
I'm sorry, sister, I think I lost.
You lost
Hello?
Me. Hello.
There you go. There you go. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Man, they're being a lie.
They're trying to cut us off here. They don't want us talking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm gonna hurry up though, because it is, we have that look almost at that mark. But I was just saying, pretty much, I listen to these and I post things on there talking about the Most High. Now I've noticed they're saying certain things. They're bringing the Most High up a lot more. They're starting to bring up Bible scriptures and stuff. So slowly, they're kind of, I see, noticing that people are starting to, you know, come around. They're not rejecting, because, you know, sometimes you get people bashing us. You know, we start talking about Bible and scriptures. They'd be like, oh, that's the white man's book. And you get all this negative feedback about it and whatever. But I've noticed that a lot, that the word is getting, sinking into these people, you know. And I think maybe it's how you bring it, your approach, I guess, is the approach that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that a lot of them are starting to correlate these things into their conversations and stuff. And I think that's really awesome. So I think we're making silent moves. Now, one more quick thing, the music. This would be probably our last conversation, but the music. I am a huge fan. I love, and like I said, I love hip-hop. You know, I'm 43 years old, so you know, I grew up in all that hip hop era,
the 90s
and stuff like that. And my goodness, so thing is, I love the hip hop music, and I was so happy when I realized that there were brothers and sisters out there who actually started to rap about good stuff, like things I can listen to in my car. You know what I'm saying? Every day, because this music nowadays. Killing me. I can't do it. I've been trying to change.
Right.
I'd be, oh my gosh, can you please stop? Just turn it off. I sound like my parents now. Turn that off.
No. That's what time to do. Just keep on living, baby. Just keep on living.
And your album has been awesome. And everything, so thank you for that and everything. So talk to me a little bit about your music. Tell me what's upcoming tracks. What we doing? What we doing as far as this you know, godly hip hop going on?
Okay. Well, like Fruits 2 is already out right now. You get Fruits 1 and Fruits 2 at YasharadaNation.com and Truth Music .com, and music is with the Z because the Z is for Zion. So y'all can check them out, and I have the Ketubah Hebrew Love album that's going to be dropping with me and my y'all's lovely sister Coty Adina and Coty Miranda, you know, and it's a love album, you know what I'm saying, to bring that love, you know, back that you know that. Yeah, you know, and then you know, I got I'm gonna be working on Fruits 3, and I'm working on Fruits video game as well.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And then Coty Adina is actually coming out with her own album as well, called Listen. So y'all prepare for that, and that got some praise and worship on there. I'm talking about, yeah, she bringing that fire for the Most High, so. Yeah, we got some things coming. We got some things coming for Israel. But yeah, YasharadaNation.com or TruthMusic.com is just for Zion. So
are you
sure
guys
y'all
on the other with the Z? Got you. Now, what's the other thing? You're also on another platform. Because I think I end up purchasing, making a donation on is it music?
Truth.
What's it called?
It's the Truth Music. Yeah, it's the Truth Music because we're doing Volume 2 as well for the Truth Music. I forgot. We did Volume 1. Now we're doing Volume 2 for the Truth Music. But, yeah, that's the platform. It's Truth Music. So,
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
you good, because we really just want to make Truth Music a real genre. So at the end of the day, our brothers and sisters can actually feed their family, and they can benefit and be taken serious. Like how neo soul had to become taken serious, now they're a real genre. So anybody that comes in with that style, and got that, you know what I'm saying, they can actually feed their family from that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to, that's the main thing, I'm trying to help our brothers and sisters actually take their craft serious that the Most High gave them, and they can actually eat from this, mm-hmm. feed their family. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yes, that is so great. But I've been loving it. Like I said, I have been loving it. Like I said, I got both your CDs in my car, in my truck, and I be blasting it. I ain't gonna lie, I be blasting it.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise.
I be having blasting it at a stoplight, you know, my windows down, because I'm my windows down. I want all y'all to get this good work. Get this good word. Okay, everybody need this love.
Get that
you know?
Word. There you go. Put that in that atmosphere. They're going to hear you, hooing. They're going to hear it.
Okay. They're going to hear him. He's about to be blasting. His trumpets are going, okay? That's where
I'm
totally where I'm at right now. I'm on the one love high. I'm on the one love high, and that's it. That's all I got. You know, the Most High
is
my power. So that's where I'm at right now. So that's why
I'm
working this with this thing. So, and guess what? You are my first white podcast person that I actually got to get on and talk with me, because I've been doing it like solos. But I've been wanting to chit-chat, you know, with others, you know, kind of getting some other feedback, some other ideas and things like that, some convo. So I appreciate you for coming on with me. So appreciate it.
Oh, praise you. The Most High is going to double your portion. So this is just the beginning for you, sister.
Okay, but I may have you back on, so don't knock it. And also, too, please put out there for others, you know, let them know, you know, that you spoke with me, because I'm looking to really do this. I want to do a thing with just music, as far as like talking to people, just have a thing for music and a thing for business, you know, a podcast that I'd be talking about businesses, you know, on black businesses, you know, entrepreneurs and people coming out, you know, I would put your music out there, put your business out there, I'm here. So that's where I'm at, but I'm so happy that you came on with me, brother, and you shared your views and, you know, and important stuff. You put some important stuff out here. People are really going to love that. So, again, thank you for coming on with me. And do you have anything else you'd like to say before we close out?
Just everybody continue fighting the good fight. We're in the spiritual warfare. Oh, and if y'all on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Moshe Ben Yehuda. So make sure that y'all find it. When you see the Fruits 2 and Fruits 1 on there, you know it's me. So,
all right.
But, yeah, be blessed, family.
Okay, you too, brother. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Shalom.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet, the footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.